Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the change, a real change, in your life. Lord, bless Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost fear ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great power of God. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus come to change lives. We know the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons March of 2020. Over in February of 2021, we're still in the coronavirus. Even though the vaccine is being administered, but we still got the coronavirus still going on. And until we get a green light, we'll be going back into the jails and prisons. But we're here on radio preaching the gospel. Got the message entitled, Do You Love God? We're going to continue it on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we got a project going on, Bibles to Inmates. Part of our ministry is to send Bibles to prisoners. We send English Bibles to prisoners here in the United States. Spanish-speaking Bibles were sent out to Spanish-speaking people, prisoners, praise God. Because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. I said that when I preached to the Spanish population. Glory to God. Over in India, we're going to send Bibles in the Tulu language over there. Glory to God. So, we thank God for those that have sent donations in our website through PayPal. Those of you that desire to be a part of this ministry, you can send your tax-deductible gift through our website. Mail it to our address of the Heaven Bound Train, or either send it through PayPal. It'll be a blessing to help send Bibles to prisoners. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to minister to those that's behind prison bars. Let them know about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, you got a song you like to share with those here on the broadcast. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is so wonderful. And he is good. We are talking about love. And I said, the Lord gave me this song a couple of months ago and said, what is love? Tell me what is love. Tell me what is love. What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me what is love. What is love? God showed his love when he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ selfishly sacrificed his whole life for the whole wide world. This is love. This is love. Tell me what is love. What is love? Love is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. You and I can humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. give our whole mind, body, soul to him, obeying his statutes and commandment. This is love. This is love. Tell me, what is love? What is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? It is God's keeping his promise to never leave us or forsake us, to deliver us out of all of our trouble and supply every need. This is love. This is love. So tell me, what is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? What is love? Jesus Christ shed his blood, breathe on us, so we will not have the appetite or desire to do wrong, giving us great peace and joy. This is love. This is love. Tell me, what is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. Tell me, what is love? It is you and I reading our Bible to apply God's words to our heart, so we will not sin against him. Praying and fasting, so we will be able to stand, to endure our journey in our walk with the Lord. This is love. This is love. So tell me again, what is love? It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. It is a gift in action, giving of oneself to another. This is love.
That's a beautiful song, talking about love. Hope you've been blessed with that song, sung from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Do you love God? Praise God. It's time to show God you love him.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:11. What did John say?
He said, but this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother righteous.
Now, we supposed to love one another. Like I said in an earlier broadcast, if we love God, then we will not harm our brother and sister, such like Cain did. Cain killed his brother. We wouldn't do none of that, commit homicides, push people off bridges, push them off mountain edges so they can fall to the death. We wouldn't do that. Love your neighbor. You won't harm them. Some people try to kill their neighbor influence by gossiping about them, talking about them, running name down in the mud. But when you love God, love your brother, you won't indulge in activities such as that. But you'll speak what is truth. Speak what you know. Testify what you see. Amen. It is time to treat people right. Time to do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Show love one for another. Don't steal for one another. Don't defraud one another. Don't treat people wrong, but treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Love one another. Like the Bible said. What did the Bible says, Missionary Velvet?
It said, marvel not, my brother, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
Let you know, if you can't treat people right, then you don't have the love of God in you. How can you love God that you don't see when you can't love your brother, your sister that you see every day? Serving the Lord is treating people right, doing right, loving your enemies, When people do you wrong, return good for evil. Forgive people that done you wrong. Don't hold grudges. That's love. That's when you love God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick it on another broadcast. It's time to live right. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, touch the people, those behind prison bars. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the ones in the local jails. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. Honor and glory shall be yours. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The Lord is so wonderful. He is so good. And he loves each and every one of us. Like we preached about the message about love. So let the love of God rule in your heart. If you leave that prayer, you've been set free. So keep on thinking and keep on praising God for what he has done for you. Door behind prison bars, ever holding, I love you. But Jesus loves you even more, and he has a plan for you. Those in the free world, we think of your prayers and one of our ministry. Continue to pray, but we pray for you. Remember that God loves you too with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself that soon we get a green light. We'll be going back into jails and prisons to preach the gospel to those that behind prison bars. We will pray for you. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. My new book is out, Making a Successful Journey of a Christian. Brand new is out. Those in the free world, check the bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, online. The book is there for you to read. Praise God. To be blessed. Praise God. Those just incarcerated, tell your relatives, click onto them bookstores and get the book. Make it a successful journey as a Christian. Praise God. Amen. It help you in this Christian race. Praise God. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, now my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.